That's where I went a little too far on that one. I apologize. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of the 4-Player Popcorn Cast.
Woo!
My name is Nick Henderson. I'm joined by Nolan Hedstrom.
How's it going, everybody?
Christopher Davis.
Good evening.
Who is wearing a shirt with a raptor and a...
This is high art. This is a Mexican bandito riding a velociraptor.
Is it the Mexican bandito or a Mexican bandito?
A Mexican bandito. If you ever read Dr. McNinja, that's straight out of the storyline.
I have never heard of Dr. McNinja. Anyways, and Crispy.
Hey, how's it going? What?
We just saw Jurassic... we just went and saw Jurassic World, so we're going to talk about that for a little bit. Obviously, if you have not seen the movie and you are at all concerned about spoilers, maybe stop the...
Maybe don't listen because we're going to get really spoilery, because spoiler alert!
Dinosaurs!
There are dinosaurs, and the movie's kind of dumb.
Okay.
It's kind of dumb. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I didn't say it.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Hey, I have thoughts on it, too.
You know what I think this movie is? I think this movie would be really great, like, fan fiction written by a 15-year-old fan of the Jurassic Park movies. I think this movie comes from an alternate universe where the Jurassic Park Operation Genesis game got really popular and, like, spawned a whole series of these Operation Genesis games, and they got so popular that they did a movie tie-in, and that's the movie we saw.
This seems like one of those scenarios. Have you ever seen those things online where like a kid draws like a superhero or a cartoon or something, and then someone with talent comes in and makes that a real thing?
Yeah,
that's what this seems.
That's what this was.
Kid had this idea. Like what X-Cop. If this happened? Yeah, exactly. What if this happened?
Yeah,
and the person was like,
let's just throw a few million dollars at that.
Can we go? Okay, before we get too deep into what happened in the movie, there's a couple things. Did anybody else here watch the first two movies recently?
It's been a while for me.
I watched all three of them.
I mean, I watch one pretty regularly. Okay. It's been a while. I've seen in the past year.
I watched all three of them. Mm-hmm. I watched the first one. It was probably my first time watching it in about a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
How did you do that?
I don't know. It's not that obviously I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
It's one of the few movies that I consider to be pretty close to perfect. For what it's trying to be.
It's a really good movie. Yeah. It's
the original Jurassic Park is tense. It's paced beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
The characters are wonderful. And
the dialogue's really good.
And it has one thing that no sequel will ever be able to recapture, and that's magic. Because when that first movie came out, we had never seen anything like that.
Nope.
Yeah.
And it was a whole new world opened up to people. The first time you see the dinosaurs on the screen, remember that was
20 minutes into the movie.
Yeah,
you go that far without seeing a dinosaur and that isn't a skeleton or like an eye through a little slit.
Yeah,
that was cool. This movie couldn't fucking wait. Well, technically,
you went quite a while before you. With the exception of course, the movie opening with the egg hatching, you don't see a dinosaur for the first, 30 minutes of this movie.
But
30 minutes? No,
okay, maybe 20. Went a while. I remember thinking, God, we haven't seen an actual, we saw, the holograms,
mm-hmm.
but the first time we actually see a dinosaur was, 20 minutes in. I don't even remember what it was.
No, that's not true. It was actually, 30 seconds in when they show the crow, because, as we all know, dinosaurs turn into birds. Anyway.
No, that's not exactly how that works.
I guess the first view that you get of a full dinosaur in the film is a raptor, really.
Yeah. They're in the pits. Or in the paddock.
Mm-hmm.
When the raptor's chasing the pigs.
I'm trying to figure out where to go.
In my opinion, that first scene when you do see the two A-Rexes hatching, it's not necessary.
No, it's more of getting people excited for what they're about to watch.
First of all, it was a callback to the first movie when Hammond is holding the egg and
just
the,
like
the
everything
raptor's
in
hatching.
This fucking movie.
There was
you
so,
knew, okay, first of all,
so
you knew
many.
I know.
So
but
many.
Like that was, it was like, that's all they had. Like that's all they had to go on was just like, hey, don't forget, this is a Jurassic Park movie. Like you're supposed to be into this.
I think
this is Jurassic Park.
I think the tone they tried to establish with that was that
in the original film, when they had the birth of the raptor from the egg, that was like an innocent creature, an innocent moment. You heard the music swelled up, and it was like breathtaking for a bit.
They're all like, "Oh, miracle of life!" And then they're like, "What species is this?" And Wu's like, "Oh, it's a velociraptor." And then they're all like,
nonchalantly,
"Oh my god, this thing's gonna be a monster."
But with the opening of Jurassic World, it takes a completely different tone. Instead of it being just an innocent it immediately
it was horrifying.
These very sharp claws just kind of claw its way out, you know. Yeah. You could tell this is a predator from the beginning.
They spend a lot of time focusing on how its eyes blink or, like, his eyes work differently. Yeah,
that reptilian thing where it has those, like, sideways membranes.
So it was obviously supposed to be implying very clearly this is not your typical dinosaur or whatever. and we all knew going into this movie there's a couple things. First of all, we knew this was going to be... from the very beginning, when they first revealed what this movie was going to be about, I was very nervous.
A genetically modified dinosaur. Because,
of course, they're going for a genetically modified dinosaur. It's like, why do we have to have genetically modified dinosaurs?
I guess I do understand. What's-her-face was saying. I'm trying to remember the character's
Bryce
name.
Dallas Howard.
Yeah, Bryce Dallas Howard. I'm trying to remember the character's Aunt Claire. Like, Aunt Claire was saying, the wow factor isn't there anymore. This is, 20 years post-Jurassic Park.
I will say this. The first thing I ever read about this movie, before they ever released a synopsis, like an official synopsis or showed a trailer or anything, they talked about the concept. Actually, this was before they even announced they were actually making the movie. There was, like, a discussion about what the next Jurassic Park movie would be about.
Yeah.
And the concept that I've heard from the very beginning was that it's basically supposed to be, like, commentary about how people aren't impressed anymore by technology. It's kind of funny because I was talking about the magic before. Like, the magic was gone.
The other thing,
we aren't impressed by the same thing we were impressed by in 1993 for obvious reasons.
There have been, like, 5 Jurassic Park 4s since Jurassic Park 3 came out, first of all. And they varied very differently. There was a spec script where the whole point of the movie was going to be about a private military company using the dinosaur, like, DNA to splice dinosaur soldiers.
Yeah.
Like, was going to be a Jurassic Park.
Would they be like
four.
The Koopa Troopers from Mario Brothers?
Yeah. No, the Goombas.
What's scary, though.
That got scrapped.
There was a script that involved, it was closer to the end of the first book, in which the raptors got off the island, they started breeding and going into Central America.
Where they were on the island at all. They were in Central America, like, hunting dinosaurs. The point is, like, no, they wrote a script for this movie, and then they got the director, Colin Trevorrow. They got him to direct it, and he has said in interviews, they wouldn't let me read the script until I signed the contract.
Wow.
So when they already had a leash on him, he read the script, and you know what he said? We can't shoot this movie. He rewrote the whole thing. And the only thing that they kept, the only, like, major theme that they kept from that original script was that there was a guy who had, like, a relationship with the raptors, who trained raptors. That's it.
Yeah.
And this whole movie builds up to that scene where they're like, all right, let's use the raptors to hunt this dinosaur, I guess. And he's, like, riding through the jungle with the raptors. That is not a very solid base on which to build a movie, especially since that idea, while, like, 12-year-old me would have been really, really fucking into that, it doesn't make any goddamn sense for Jurassic Park. You know what the scariest part about every Jurassic Park movie has always been?
Dinosaurs eating people.
The velociraptors eating people.
Yeah.
That was the scariest part about one for me. I don't know about you guys. Yeah, no, sure. The T-Rex was really, like, big and flashy, and it was chasing them and all that stuff, but when the raptors are hunting people, that's when it's fucking scary.
I mean, it really is. The scene with, I forget their names, the kids in the first movie, Nick.
Tim and Lex.
Tim and Lex, when they're in the kitchen, that's fucking terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, because dinosaurs are traditionally images of huge beasts. But for the exception of the raptors, every single dinosaur in this series has kind of had a weakness. Like the Rex, you know, you stand still, he can't fucking see you.
Yeah.
You know, you go away from the herbivores, they will attack you.
The raptors were always smart. The raptors were always the ones who were figuring things out.
They're human size.
Learning to open
doors.
They
were the ones, they weren't just like big machines that were eating everything.
By the way, that was a brilliant way to transition in the first movie when he says, as long as they don't learn how to open doors. Yeah. The next scene was just like the doorknob, just like, like trying, and all of a sudden, I was like, oh my god.
That's what's great. That makes the Velociraptors the Jurassic Park villains.
Correct.
So having a movie where the raptors spend most of the time as like
allies,
as like as fucking Chris Pratt's buddies, like that's right. like shooting a Friday the 13th where Jason is friends with the campers.
So that's something I wanted to get into.
You know,
that's fair. Is in the previews they show him like kind of like, oh stop, you know, yield to me.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize in that scene that was very teetering on edge, when in reality in the scene they were kind of maybe listening to him, but as soon as he moved, they went for him.
Yeah.
And so I liked that. I liked that he wasn't controlling them.
I'll be honest. Going into this movie, what I was the most nervous about was the relationship with the raptors, because there was obviously the most room there to fuck that up.
Yeah.
Because they've already exploited the raptors way too much.
Honestly, I have problems with this movie. But honestly, I was on board for the most part with Chris Pratt's like kind of teetering relationship to a point. In fact, watching the trailers, first of all, why did they have to put that in the trailers? I mean, I know why they had to put that with him riding through the woods, because it's going to get people fucking excited. I mean,
that's
but like,
the money
imagine
shot.
If we hadn't seen that in the trailers, and all of a sudden you were like, "He's going to do what?" So that would have been kind of cool.
I agree. So I understand to an extent imprinting. You know, when a creature is born and it imprints itself, you know, it views you as a mother figure. I mean, I've definitely seen people with like crocodiles that they fucking play with. It's the fact that it's a vicious killing machine that you can't just let your guard down, and that's something that Chris Pratt brings up. And I guess I understand at one point, you know, they have the raptor sniff the Indominus Rex.
Yeah,
Indominus
Rex. They have it. It sniff. It's flesh, and they go hunting. And Chris Pratt mentions, "Oh, we've done this hide and seek thing thousands of times," even though they said they didn't leave the pit. I don't know.
No, but that's just it. Like, he always was training them, like from those little
from the
catwalks. He was never like down there, like
In fact, it almost felt like when he actually ran into the paddock to like save that guy that fell in, it was almost like he didn't even know what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he had never actually been in a room.
No, I don't think he had.
And it was kind of like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do, but we got to save this guy. And, like, that I kind of liked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally under, like, we all knew there was going to be a point where the Raptors turned to a point. But, like, I was the most nervous. Like, I thought that, like, I was worried about the exact thing about they're basically turning the villains of the film into allies, which is.
But I was hoping once they turned, they never turned back.
Yes.
That was my dream.
I want to be honest. Like, okay, can I go ahead and get a couple things out of my system right now as far as like...
We have things to expunge.
Yes.
Please, go ahead.
I want to say, obviously I've been looking forward to this movie. I was on board almost all the way to the end. In fact, I even got through the scene in the jungle where they're riding on the motorcycle or whatever, and I was like, okay. And they kind of use that as a point to a moment where they can kind of introduce a little twist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on board for that as far as like as much as I could be on board. It was everything that happened post that scene that I kind of think
the movie... I mean, when they're back at the entry, the whatever the...
When they go back to
the Samsung Discovery Center?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That was right next to Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Yes, it was.
There are two things I think they did in this movie that fucked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Two things that I think prevented this from being like.
What?
Honestly, this movie I think had the potential to be a worthy sequel to Jurassic Park.
I disagree.
Okay.
What were your two things?
Vincent D'Onofrio's character is terrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
He served no purpose.
That whole storyline made no sense.
He was supposed to play the douchebag.
Well,
but he was already.
Of course, and we all knew what was going to happen to him. He was going to get eaten by a raptor. Yeah, whatever. His character was put there to like suggest that we can use them as weapons, which I think was the studio was like, you have to leave some element of that original script in there, and that was it. We didn't need him to suggest the whole using the raptors thing. It would have made more sense if Chris Pratt was like, hey. This is a fucked up situation. I have kind of a crazy idea. I would have been way more on board than this guy trying to
forcing it down their throats. Down their
yeah. Let's put a pin in that because I have something I want to say on okay. that. And just go ahead and
do your the second. Other thing is, why the fuck do they have to keep resorting to the movie ending with dinosaurs fighting each other?
Because
that is not cool. Like I don't like.
That is literally the only thing. That's the only direction that can go.
That's all yeah.
Like why yeah. like why not? Like if we're gonna have a giant fucking dinosaur monster movie, like nothing else because about that movie made any sense.
Like the original Jurassic Park.
Why not?
My least favorite part of the original Jurassic Park is the very last.
You know what they could have had?
Yeah, but why? That I mean, that's not.
They could have had a person in a mech suit fight the dinosaur.
They could have. They if they were like, oh, acid containment's been working on this crazy thing. Yeah, I guess we're just gonna have to try it, and then like Chris Pratt gets in a giant mech suit.
No, Sigourney Weaver gets in a giant mech.
Chris Pratt gets in a fucking mech suit because he's everyone's favorite and he's Star Lord and whatever. He gets in the mech suit and he's like, "Oh, have they tested this thing?" And they're like, "Consider it a field test." And they open these big doors and he comes out in a giant mech suit and fights the dinosaur. The end. And him and the dinosaurs ride off into the sunset together. Like that would have been great. Whatever. None of these characters make any fucking sense because none of them know what the fuck they're doing. Yeah. None of them are intelligent, like, even a little. I have no idea what anyone's motivation in this movie is. No. I want to tell you something. Who writes Claire's paycheck? Who writes Vincent D'Onofrio's character's paycheck? And who writes Chris Pratt's character's paycheck? Who do these people all even work for? Can you tell me clearly?
Yes and no. So, the Claire and Chris Pratt, they Owen, they work for the guy that died in the
helicopter.
Owns the park, but he's all, not part of InGen, but he is part of InGen.
They all work for InGen. They all work for InGen.
Basically,
Vincent D'Onofrio stormed in and took control.
No, but Chris Pratt's just there, like, on a research grant studying raptors or
yes.
something?
Yes, well, InGen has paying him to study raptors.
And then the some other InGen job, guy...
The whole point of his job was to figure out if raptors could be trained.
Okay, fine. Like we can kind of pick up the pieces and parse that together after the fact, but...
B.D. Wong, he was the only one that knew what was going on.
No,
he was the smart one.
He was the one that was just like, they're like, make a bigger dinosaur. And he's like, okay. And then they yell it. Like, as soon as the shit hits the fan, it's a series of characters going like, what did you do? And then that guy turns to somebody else and goes, what did you do? That guy turns to somebody else and goes, oh my God, what were you thinking? This was a dumb idea. How did we get in this situation? None of them at any point before that moment ever stopped and said, hey, maybe opening another park. 20 years after a bunch of people died trying to do this exact thing was a bad idea. Like I said, in the theater, this movie should have been 2 minutes long, it should have taken place in the InGen boardroom, and it should have been them saying, hey, let's build another park, and somebody been like, no! Next idea!
But
like,
no, they made the fences bigger.
Anytime somebody in this movie had an idea or a plan, it was terrible, and it immediately made things worse. The only reason why any of them are still alive is just a crazy random series of coincidences. Mm-hmm. That is terrible. Oh, and then Claire at some point finds a flare and is like, oh, this was in the first movie, right? And then runs to the T-Rex paddock, which I guess they have a T-Rex.
They never mentioned that before.
They said, oh my fucking God, I know! But they go in the entire movie without like... showing or saying anything. One time they're like, oh, there's a T-Rex feeding show, okay, whatever. And then she goes to the T-Rex paddock, opens it up, and is like, okay, I guess you like flares, follow me. And then like throws the flare at the Indominus Rex, and then there's a big fight. And don't act like that wasn't the dumbest thing you've ever seen.
No one said it wasn't. Like, I think it was a dumb terrible. Fight. Yes, I
that's
agree.
That's not the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
That was terrible.
No.
I thought the fight.
You know what would have made it better is if after the fight, like the Velociraptor jumps up and high fives the T-Rex, and they're like, "Yeah, we're buddies."
So I wanted to say that entire scenario from the second they leave the laboratory is ridiculous. The fact that you know Chris Pratt after these Velociraptors had changed their minds. The Indominus Rex was like, I'm part Velociraptor, kill all humans. And they were like, right, that makes sense. So they kill all humans. And then Chris Pratt's like, really? Aren't we friends? And the Velociraptor looks at the fucking Indominus Rex, like, and then looks back, and he's like, right. "You're right." He's like, you're and they right, fucking you're start right. attacking him. You're right, so that's ridiculous. Cool. Okay. That's ridiculous.
This is how you do, man.
And then the T-Rex shows up, and there's one raptor left, and so it's a T-Rex who sees two enemies, and he goes after the larger one. Yeah. Instead of going after the smaller one. I don't know why he and the fucking...
Well, the larger one was the bigger threat. So it had to address that.
So the question is... So first of all, the Indominus Rex can communicate with Velociraptors because it has Velociraptor in it, but it can't communicate with T-Rex.
By the way, I guess that's the big twist in the movie is that the monster is part Velociraptor. They're like... I know what they did to this thing. Yeah. Also, they use raptor DNA, and then it starts like... telling the raptors to kill everybody.
It's also part cuttlefish.
Okay.
It's part...
okay. First of all, I'm totally okay with that.
I'm still on that scene. Just I want to wrap up this fight at the end.
Okay.
The T-Rex, and the T-Rex goes down, and it's down for the count. But then, oh, old Blue shows back up. It starts fucking jumping on the Indominus Rex and fucking biting him. And oh, the T-Rex is back up, and he grabs his throat and he starts slamming it around. And then they knock it right next to the fucking pit where the giant fucking fish, what is it?
The Mosasaur is.
And the Mosasaur is like, oh, I've been eating things all day, but something's near my cage. I'm going to eat it too. And it jumps out and pulls it in. Like, what the fuck? And then the fact that the T-Rex kind of looks around, he's like, I'm done here, and walks off. And then Blue's like, what is that whole thing where he looks at fucking Chris Pratt? And he's like, he nods, and then Chris Pratt's like, no, and he's like, okay.
He didn't nod. He fucking nodded. He turned his head and kind of.
Okay, he may not have physically nodded, but he nodded with his eyes. Like, let's be honest.
So now you're critiquing that was something that actually didn't happen.
Okay. You're right. Fine. That didn't physically happen.
Go back and watch. There was a nod.
It wasn't a nod.
He moved his head, so there was a nod.
It doesn't matter if the fucking raptor nodded or not, because the whole atmosphere of the scene was just like, thanks, bro. And the raptor's like, got your back. And then, like, ran off. Like, that was the scene that they built.
Ran off to find another person to kill.
Yeah. I don't fucking know, all right. Like...
All right.
What the hell?
We're getting... Okay.
Okay, what?
I hated the ending. Yeah. I hated it. Honestly, that movie... That movie should have ended with that raptor eating Vincent D'Onofrio and then using that as a moment to escape or something. Like, because, you know, the end of the original Jurassic Park was them just trying to get out of that, to get away from the raptors.
Correct.
And
the T-Rex shows up and saves the day.
And they literally just, in the first movie, they literally just use a moment of weakness, like a moment of distraction to run away, and they run outside, get into a Jeep, and drive away, and that's the end of the fucking movie.
Yep.
They consistently feel like that they feel the need to take it way further than it needs to go. Like, The Lost World, while I think had some major pacing issues, wasn't terrible until they fucking... Why'd the T-Rex have to go to the mainland? Like, that was the moment that movie jumped the shark for me. And the exact moment that this movie jumped the shark was when they just... a fucking giant dinosaur fight in the middle of the... Why?
Dude,
why did that have to happen?
But there always is one of these in these films.
I know, yeah. And I don't...
I'm not saying that that's the only way you can end a Jurassic Park movie, but I mean, like how else were they going to tie together that mess of a story?
Okay.
I mean, like, how else were they going to, like, cap that
off? Just beyond that, it's kind of tying in... This film is supposed to be, like, the idealized version of what could have happened in Jurassic Park.
Correct.
Honestly, if Nedry had been an asshole, the reason
that I was on board for this, like, setup and this plot and this movie, whatever, despite it being dumb...
You can finish your thought. Go ahead. No. Let Nick finish his thought.
Okay.
I was on board for this movie all the way up to that stupid fucking fight at the end, because this movie, did a really good job of, like, showing you what a Jurassic Park would have been.
Which is why I say that this was a great tie-in movie for the Jurassic Park Operation Genesis video game. That's exactly what this was. It's like, if you took a playthrough of me playing Jurassic Park Operation Genesis, it would have been that movie. It would have been like, oh, the park's running, yay, everyone. Then I would have been like, hey, I wonder if I can make a bitchin' dinosaur and set it loose on everyone. That whole movie was just people being dumb and that getting everyone into trouble.
The way that differs mainly from the first movie is, you're right, in the first movie there was one guy who sabotaged the park. And that's the only reason why it failed. That's the only reason why any of that happened, because there was a guy with evil intentions, or like selfish intentions, who sabotaged the park. The reason why this failed is because they did exactly what they planned to do, and they just are dumb people who did exactly what they planned to do because their plans are stupid because they're dumb. Like, this would, like, how they made it, like they said, 7-8 years that the park had been open, how they made it that far without something like this happening makes no sense.
Okay, first of all, the point is being, the whole point of the movie was obviously that they built a hybrid dinosaur, they told them to make it scarier, they made it scarier, and they didn't anticipate that the thing would be smarter than they were.
And they also didn't anticipate that it could hide its thermal sense, that it could sense thermal objects, and that it can camouflage.
Yes.
And also talk to velociraptors.
Which, by the way, the camouflage thing is actually a throwback to the novel The Lost World, because there is a camouflaging dinosaur.
That'd be the Carnotaurus?
No, it wasn't the Carnotaurus, so it was something else. But whatever. It's a throwback. But
how fucking Hollywood ticking clock, like, exploding situation is it that they had a dinosaur that could hide its thermal signature, and the only way they can track it inside its own paddock is with thermal cameras? Yeah. Like, they didn't just put real cameras in?
Yeah.
Like, and then the thing is 50 feet long, and it hides in its paddock, and three people walk in and are just like, oh yeah, I guess it climbed out. And then it fucking comes out of nowhere and is just like, oh no, I'm still here, I'm gonna eat you all. And they're like, oh my god, get out!
They didn't see it because it was camouflage.
Yeah, they didn't see it because it was camouflage.
I just love the scene.
Because
I just love the scene when they reveal that it can camouflage by a guy yelling, it can camouflage!
While he gets murdered.
While he gets eaten.
What the fuck else can he do? But I'm like,
okay. I want to use my last breath to maybe say something else.
So, I
or maybe not say anything at all.
One of the stupidest plot
maybe
points.
Maybe he didn't know it was his last breath.
One of the dumbest plot points in the film is how the Rex escapes the paddock. Because you see in that opening scene when they show the paddock, they're driving up to it, there's dozens of construction people building beams and reinforcing the walls. How the flying fuck, if this is all happening on a Tuesday at 2 o'clock that nobody sees, this 50-foot tall, long thing climbing out of the goddamn thing and not eating everybody in sight?
Yeah.
Or the fact that there's no, like, giant footprints anywhere outside the paddock. Or the fact that, like, the second they can't find it, the second they don't know where it is, they're like, well, we better go have a look.
We better go inside.
Yeah, better go open up all the gates, I guess. Like, oh my god. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, they made characters, and then they made the characters do plot, and all of it was dumb.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, there's nothing more to say about this movie. It was entertaining. I think I enjoyed it more than 3, but 3's story actually made a hell of a lot more sense than this.
One of my biggest questions about this park. Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Not all are carnivores.
Nope.
Some are herbivores.
I think they said that it was like 16 herbivores and 6 carnivores.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're big.
Yes, they are.
They're dangerous.
Yes, they are.
Let's go kayaking right next to them. Let's get in a fucking glass ball and roll around with them. Let's give the visitor of the park control of the ball so they can roll wherever
but
they
Nolan,
want.
You gotta paint with a wider brush, Nolan.
Jimmy Fallon tells us in the film that it can stop a bullet. Yeah. A 50
what was
caliber
that?
Bullet.
What was, that was the weirdest cameo I've ever seen in my life.
No. Dude, it was like, why was there so many...
But no,
like,
Nolan and I, we were watching... Nolan and I were watching the scene with the gyro ball and the kids going through the field with the fucking Stegosaurus and the Triceratops and just a bunch of these things that are kind of designed with defense mechanisms that will impale you through your body. Yes. So what makes you think that letting two kids in a ball go out there and just roll around with them and cause a fucking stampede and think they will survive? Yes.
It's just, you're right, we could sit here and nitpick every single plot point in this movie that is wrong. The only real problem with this movie is that everyone was stupid. That's it, guys. That's it. That solves all the problems. Everyone was stupid. How come there's only one, like, by the way, like, the ACU, the Asset Containment Unit, has a helicopter and a machine gun to shoot down dinosaurs, but they don't have a fucking pilot, so they let the CEO of the company, who isn't even licensed, fly the helicopter, mm-hmm. and then, of course, he crashes the helicopter mm-hmm. and dies, obviously, well, letting out all the pterodons, which attack everyone, because nobody at any point said, like, whoa, wait a minute, dude, we've got a pilot on staff. Why don't you just let him fly?
They couldn't, find,
couldn't find him.
They couldn't find him because they've got one and everyone's stupid.
No, that wasn't a pilot. That was the CEO's flight instructor.
Everyone's yeah, so wasn't even, so they didn't a have a pilot on no. staff is what you're telling me. So no. it kind of all wraps back around to everyone's
to
dumb.
He wanted to get the glory and he was...
Everyone's he was, dumb.
Yeah,
no, there was a part. There's a part where Chris Pratt, when the Indomitable Rex, Indominus Rex, excuse me, I mispronounced the fake dinosaur's name, gets out of its cage, and Chris Pratt hides under a car and he starts he cuts the fuel line of the car and starts dousing himself with gasoline to cover his scent so correct. The dinosaur can't find him. I legitimately thought he was trying to set himself on fire so he could not be in this movie anymore.
What?
It was a joke.
Yeah,
but I mean, for fuck's sake, like, come on.
Okay, I'm not gonna say anything positive.
No, go ahead. Did you see something like?
I love the scene where Larry went to kiss the girl.
That was great,
and she was like, have a boyfriend.
That was decent comedic effect.
No, I disagree. I disagree with all you, and I firmly believe that Jake Johnson was the best part of that movie.
Yeah,
I still disagree that moment was funny because. That would have been, like, if you think of classic Jurassic Park,
mm-hmm.
like, there was actual dread and concern for these group of characters who are trapped in the park, who are trying to get to safety, who are being hunted by dinosaurs. There's an actual arc to what they were doing, to, like, where they were going, mm-hmm. and the dangers they were facing, and you felt exhausted by the time they actually got somewhere safe. You're like, oh my this god, thank
like,
you.
This movie felt like they weren't taking it seriously.
Exactly. Well, this movie went in an old Jurassic Park movie, don't say a fucking word, Chris Davis, in an old Jurassic Park movie, they would have been really tense, they would have been really like it would have been scary, it would have been tense, it would have been stressful, and then there would have been one little like nice innocent moment of comedy to kind of like break it up and everything. This movie changed tones and paces like so many times. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I didn't give a shit about what was happening to the kids because they were only in that situation by their own fault. I didn't understand how they got from one situation to the next, and then they somehow like stumbled into the first movie and they fixed a fucking Jeep and drove away from a dinosaur like that, and it was all over the fucking place. And then they're throwing in these like overly comedic, like really awkward scenes. That scene would have been funny if I wasn't already, like, cringing so hard at the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you throw another, like, really cringy, funny moment. And, like I said, I think Jake Johnson was my favorite part of that movie.
Yeah.
But even that was just, like, too much. Like, you're trying to pal around with me and, like, make it lighthearted. Like, oh, hey, yeah, it's still a summer blockbuster movie. We can still have fun. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Why are you trying to make jokes with me right now? Like, I don't know.
I feel like, I'm trying to put my thoughts together because I have very mixed feelings about the movie. Yes, I agree with everything you're saying, Crispy. At the same time, I found it to be entertaining.
Sure.
In the same way that, like, I don't know, a Transformers movie is entertaining.
Yeah.
Which I no, let me, sorry, that's the first thing that came to mind. I honestly hate Transformers.
That's why I don't understand why you don't like the dinosaur fight at the end. That was actually entertaining. Like,
yeah.
That was something
Sure. I don't hate that scene.
Okay.
And I liked that scene in that it was fun to watch, sure.
Did not.
But that scene in particular is one of the biggest offenders as to why I feel like it's a completely different type of movie than the original Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
The original Jurassic Park is a fucking borderline horror movie.
Well, no, I agree with that. Because, I mean,
The Lost World was even had moments where it was like, this is frightening.
Yeah.
This movie felt like it lacked a lot of tension because they spent too much time focusing on comedic relief, and for whatever reason, the characters didn't seem like they were taking it seriously enough a lot of the time.
No, they only took it seriously.
Why would you not evacuate the island when a giant fucking dinosaur gets out?
Because they didn't have enough boats.
Because, Nick, because they're all dumb.
Okay, I get
that
it.
That is the problem.
You don't have to yell at me. I understand.
They didn't
they're
have
dumb.
Enough lifeboats. They only had one boat.
They only had one boat. They're yeah. like, oh no, if we close the park, it's never going to reopen. They're yeah. like, you literally Frankensteined a monster in a laboratory and it's eating people right now. Like,
why didn't you Frankenstein something very small? Like, something you can fit in your pocket.
Also,
mm-hmm. and everyone can take one home.
Also,
with
them. Yeah. I have a problem with I like Chris Pratt as an actor. Mm-hmm. They really underused him in this movie.
A little bit.
As far as like we know what Chris Pratt's strengths are as an actor, he's a funny dude, and at the same time he has adopted the persona of like the leading man, right?
Yeah.
And he did the leading man well enough in the movie, I guess. But like they didn't play up his comedic side like at all. Like his personality that we all know he has. He was pretty damn dry. Like. Almost that entire movie.
I mean, don't get mad at Chris Pratt. He did what he could. No. That script was not helping him out at all.
I'm not blaming Chris Pratt. Like we know the thing is like Jurassic Park and The Lost World. Even though The Lost World had a lot of problems, Jeff Goldblum's character was the perfect like complement to like the tension of that movie. Like he was kind of a
he was a funny character. But no, I mean, with Goldblum's character in the original film, he was both comedic effect and like a soothsayer, if you will. And he called out exactly
the entire
what was going
time
to happen.
he was saying, "This is a bad idea. Everyone's gonna die."
Yeah, he was doing that. I mean, Pratt, at least in this film, to me.
Kind of took on that role to an extent.
He did do that to an extent.
Well, I mean, every time they mentioned the dinosaur, they were like, "This is dumb. You're all dumb. Why are you doing this? This is dumb." Every time,
every fucking time.
But I mean, that's the thing with the main characters of the original film, and Goldblum in the second, and well, Sam Neill in the third, I guess. The entire idea is that these films are about man attempting to conquer nature and nature kicking man's ass.
Over and over again.
Over and over and over again. And that even goes into the final fight scene with the T-Rex and the Indominus Rex. Mm-hmm. But now I just lost track of where I was going. Shit.
The movie's kind of a clusterfuck.
A little bit.
A little bit of a clusterfuck. I think it had moments of like I'm honestly not going to say brilliance because it's definitely far from brilliant. But there were moments in the movie where I really liked, like one thing I think about this movie that made it feel a little bit different than the first one is it had like a different tone to it because it was a brighter movie. Like a lot of it took place during the day, and like I don't like despite the excuse for like how the Indominus broke out, like that scene where he did break out, I thought was a pretty cool scene. Despite the fact that it happened because of the characters were being
there are dumb. Logical fallacies, but like, yeah, it was a good
like
scene.
That was an interesting scene, and like the raptor chase through the woods, I thought was pretty cool. And then they got to that moment where they kind of reveal the raptor thing.
Oh my god!
What
when the raptor blows up?
Oh my god! they shot a raptor with a rocket launcher.
You know what I thought?
It was about goddamn time.
And I turned to Nolan. I said this in the theater. I thought that the Indominus Rex had picked up a rocket launcher and like figured out how to use it and blew up one of the raptors. And I think this movie would have gotten a lot better if it had.
It's a slippery slope between opening doors and.
What if the Indominus Rex just like started talking at the end? Like, what if it's about to eat Chris Pratt and it's just like, "You mad?" Or like something like that. Like, why?
Oh my god.
That movie.
It could have been like the
funniest part of that movie,
the Planet of the Apes one
when Caesar starts talking. Yeah,
it could have been like that.
Yeah,
no. Funniest part of the movie for me was Vincent D'Onofrio's death scene.
Yeah,
because
because
I know I hate like I said it before, I hated his character. I think he was completely unnecessary. But like the moment where he's talking, like he's delivering his evil scheme, and then all of a sudden, mid word, he's like, "Oh shit!" And there's like a raptor like in his face.
But that was another example. That was the same thing with the Jake Johnson bit in the beginning of the movie where he's talking about the overly like corporate sponsored like attractions and everything. That was another moment of the movie like trying to be self aware, and it would have hit if the actual movie itself was self aware.
Yeah.
Was a little more aware of the fact of how much it kind of sucks, you know? The point is, like, I feel like those were scenes that, like, after the fact, Trevorrow went in and was just like, it's like reading a comic and there's, like, a little, like, editorial note in there where it's, like, the guy just being like, "Hey, listen, I know this is kind of dumb, but ha-ha, right? Ha-ha-ha." And then they get back to the dumb, you know? Like,
I just it kind of just highlighted. I don't know. The movie wasn't smart enough to be making the point that it's smart enough to circumvent the conventions of the Jurassic Park movies. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense?
No, I know what you're saying.
Like, I don't know.
It mind if I make an observation and then bring up a topic I'd like to discuss?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I just realized that going back through that film, was it a PG-13 film?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. There was none of the carnivores in that film actually killed to eat.
Okay.
They just killed because they could.
Okay.
If you look back at the Indominus Rex, it was just killing humans because it could.
It was killing everything.
Okay? Yeah, it was killing everything. But the raptors were doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rex was doing the same as well at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, that goes away from like the tone of the dinosaurs in the first three films, because those were just animals that were out there hunting to eat and survive.
They tried to make that unique to the Indominus Rex without realizing that they were also doing that to the other. They essentially made all the dinosaurs in the movie monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they really shouldn't have been. I think the movie got away from them. I think the concept got away from them.
I was really... I think Trevorrow was doing the best he could with a bad situation.
Probably.
And I think he did maybe better than he should have. Like, I think that movie is gonna review a little better than it should have. I think it's gonna make more money than maybe it should have. I think he's going to be a little bit more successful in that endeavor than I would have imagined he would have been.
He did already say he's not coming back for a sequel.
Yeah, he already said it was like, I'm definitely not doing another Jurassic Park.
That's the subplot that I wanted to bring up, because the Dr. Wu subplot, which is...
What the fuck? Why did they turn Dr.
But the thing is, it doesn't have any payoff as to informing the audience as to what's going really on with him.
Mm-hmm. No, they're setting it up for a sequel.
All we know is that there seems to be a division of engine that's parallel to Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. That's developing dinosaurs for militaristic purposes.
Correct.
You know, like fucking Umbrella with the T-virus, or some bullshit like that.
Yep. Which, if they decide to make another movie and it's literally going in that direction,
but it seems like that. That's what they want to do.
It does seem like that.
I really don't understand how they can make another Jurassic Park movie. I don't get, like.
Jurassic Universe.
I definitely think this
Jurassic
was one too far.
Jurassic Planet, yeah.
I think this was one too far. Jurassic Nation. Like, it doesn't make any... Like, how does the idea even get off the launch pad? How did it get off the launch pad this time? Like, how did it get as far as it did? How many things have to go wrong? How many people have to fuck up before you get the actual plot of Jurassic World?
Are we about to get to the dawn of the Planet of the Dinosaurs?
Maybe. Well, here's, like... It's funny because like there's a certain breed of person working at Universal. I don't know why they feel this way, but like the concept never needed to be more than Jurassic Park opened.
Mm-hmm.
Something went wrong. I know it's kind of rehashing what happened in the first one, but like if you want a sequel to Jurassic Park, it really doesn't need to be any different than, hey, the park actually opened. And it still went wrong. Like, it's simple as that. We really didn't need militarized raptors. We really didn't need a hybrid dinosaur. I didn't need any of that. I just wanted to see what it would have been like for that park to open. And like from the beginning, the first hour of that movie, I was pretty on board for it. I was like, this is pretty cool. It's all very sci-fi-ish. And it's all very high concept and probably would never work in the real world, but like it was cool to see like what John Hammond's dream was.
I like how they had like a statue to John Hammond, and they had like his name and stuff, but they never actually even like zoomed in on it at all.
Yeah.
It was always just kind of in the background.
Actually, it was in the trailer, so I think it was like the lead scene they took out.
Maybe. There was a rumor that I read today. This is all, you know, just people speculating based on one line in the movie, but there's people speculating that Chris Pratt's character is actually the grown-up version of that young boy at the beginning of Jurassic Park.
Shut up.
Remember the one that Dr. Grant pulls out the claw and he's like, where he calls it a six.
Oh, the fat kid.
Yeah, the one calls it a six-foot turkey, and he gives him the whole spiel about the velociraptors hunting him.
Yeah.
Because he uses the same line that Dr. Grant used about it's a mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like it better if Tim is actually...
Yeah. I was really hoping that when they opened that secret lab, when when BD Wong goes up and he puts his thumbprint on there and he goes, I was really hoping like some malformed John Hammond would be in there.
What was the point of that lab?
That's where all the secret DNA and shit was for the dinosaurs he was making for the military.
For their secret, not secret giant dinosaur?
The thing though, they don't pay off that fucking subplot.
It just doesn't pay off anything.
And you don't get. They don't tell you enough for you to really get invested in it.
And Wu gets in the helicopter and he's like, we still have a deal! And then they fly away and you know.
I was really hoping you would have heard like a gunshot or something.
Yeah, smart enough.
I don't know.
Wu's like, you're acting like this is mad science or something, said the mad scientist in his mad science lab where they're literally splicing together dinosaur DNA and making giant monsters that are murdering people. That is like dictionary definition of mad science right there.
Mm-hmm.
You have a thumbprint and code reader up against a wall with a secret door that goes into a secret lab that nobody else goes into.
He just tells them that's his jerk-off room.
For the cuttlefish?
Yeah.
For the cuttlefish.
The cuttlefish!
I will say this. I think the worst part of that movie... That movie will go down in history, I think, as having the worst final, like, line of the movie, or whatever, where Chris Pratt's talking to Claire, and she says, what do we do now? And he's like, I guess we stick together for survival. Like, that was the worst.
That was...
The worst line.
I gotta tell you, man, the dialogue in that movie was bad from the first page.
Sure.
The whole thing, like, do you remember the scene where they introduce Grady and D'Onofrio's character and they're like talking? Did half of that conversation make sense to you guys?
Wait, Grady? Chris, I was so distracted by the fact that I wish Vince, I knew right then and there where they were taking Vincent D'Onofrio's character.
Like, as soon as he,
opened his
mouth, you were like, oh, he's gonna get killed by a raptor later in the movie.
Well, as soon as he opened his mouth, I was like, you're the exact character I wish they didn't put in this movie.
You are the Universal exec who's just like, dude, it would be really awesome if you use these raptors to hunt, like, I don't know, a big dinosaur or something. And he kept pushing the whole movie in that direction, and then they finally did it.
Yep.
And then, obviously, because it was a plan of a character in that movie, it didn't work and backfired immediately.
I really wanted Owen to ride a raptor.
Right? Why not?
You know, they got to the point where they strapped these fucking infrared or whatever night vision cameras on the raptors. Why didn't they just fucking strap a saddle?
Like, what if he had a couple of those, like, high-tech, like, shotgun things they had, and he was just riding a raptor, like, blasting off shotguns left and right? Like, fuck, why not put Claire on a raptor? Why not? They had four raptors. It could have been Grady, Claire, and the two kids riding raptors, having a grand old time. Like,
see, that's why you need to read Dr. McNinja.
Why didn't the Indominus Rex have wings?
Like, oh my god, could you imagine if like halfway through the movie all of a sudden just wings come
off? What if it just like went into a cocoon and evolved like into an even bigger monster?
I was reading an interview and they said when they were designing that dinosaur, they kept teetering too dangerously close to making it a dragon.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
They had to keep scaling.
Nothing else in that movie is real anyway. Like, why not make it a dragon?
I mean,
right? I mean, they have triceratopses in that movie. Didn't they say triceratopses don't exist? Or was it protoceratops?
I don't know.
One of those two doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
They keep, like, every year, archaeologists are just like, oh, yeah, that one dinosaur that we've accepted as being a thing for 100 years.
Yeah, but
turns out we got it all fucked up. The bones don't go like this. It's a different dinosaur. Like, those...
The horn on the tip, that's actually the dong bone. It was just in the wrong place.
The dong bone.
The dong bone?
Yeah, for 10 years, they've been telling us that dinosaurs have feathers, and just recently, a study came out and said, well, turns out that most of them actually didn't have feathers, but... Now, who the fuck
That's how
cares?
Science
who
works.
Who the fuck really knows?
But velociraptors were only 3 feet tall.
Not the Utah raptor.
Hey, the one thing you can always say about Jurassic Park, though, whether the movie's good or not, like, their dinosaur designs are pretty good.
Yeah, no, they're great.
Yeah, they still look cool. Great.
And they made a lot more sense at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you this, going back and watching Jurassic Park 1, it's astonishing how well the CG graphics.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Like a T-Rex.
Some of the CG in the original Jurassic Park looks almost better than anything
industrial
we have
today. Light and magic. Well,
when
they came out with that technology, yeah, that was ridiculous.
But the thing is that in that original film, there were so many practical effects that were blended in with the CG.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever you've seen Aliens?
Yes. Okay. I don't know if building a full size scale model of a T-Rex and using it with puppeteers was really.
But see, they did that.
Well, I know they did that. I'm just debating whether that's using the word practical to describe that. It's insane. I was watching some of the behind the scenes from the original Jurassic Park and the Lost World, and like some of the lengths they went through to make those practical effects was almost like. You know,
it's like
I understand why you want to do it, but it's kind of like
it's like filmmakers used to give a shit or something.
Well, sure.
It's less about time and money and more about it looking real, yeah. Because it physically was real. It wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't some. You know, like imagine like how an actor would react looking at a Tyrannosaurus Rex versus looking at totally a fucking green ball on the end of a stick.
Yeah. Sure.
Like
sure.
This is where it's gonna be.
I'm sure. I just remember like. Watching them make that, I was like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah,
like this is really cool, and I love that they did it, but it doesn't seem practical. Like it looked like it was like just that whole scene in the original Jurassic Park with the T-Rex coming out. Mm-hmm. They were shooting on a stage, mm-hmm. and they had to create the rain, whatever. And they were like, "Can this thing be in the rain?" And they were like, "I don't know if we could put it in the rain." It's like we're gonna find out, and it was malfunctioning because during that scene because of all the water.
Yeah,
however, I don't know.
But you know what?
It's still back and, for really great
go
stories.
Back and watch that scene where they're parked in front of the T-Rex and compare that to any scene from this movie. Damn. And you can't tell me that scene was not a million times better.
I think there wasn't a more impressive shot of the gate.
Yeah, that's true. When he was busting.
That's iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should have been
in the trailer they had iconic.
So they always have that they always have that like that shot where like the music swells and it's like and they show like a big vista of the park and everything. It's like that shot should have been the fucking gate opening. It should have been them like opening a window or something and showing a goddamn Disney resort. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, that was kind of the point of the movie though. I agree with you.
I don't know. You know, we could mince over every little detail of this movie all fucking day. But
let me ask you this.
Come on.
Would you feel okay if this movie was about 20 minutes longer?
No, I would have felt way better.
They should have shaved about 20 minutes off of it. Dude, like cutting Vincent D'Onofrio's character and the fucking fight at the end.
Like middle of fucking like in the middle of everyone like evacuating the island, there should have just been like a nuclear bomb.
And that's what I said.
I know.
I said at the very end when they show that shot of the island before they show the T-Rex.
I mean before anyone even gets off. Just nuke the whole
I just really hoped when they started zooming on the island, we would have seen a nuke go off. That would have fucking made my goddamn day. If they had just been like, you know what? This really was a dumb idea. Just fucking nuke it.
Hey, why did the Tyrannodons escape the aviary and just fly, like make a beeline for the fucking park? You know what I'm talking about?
Are they carnivorous?
Yeah, they showed them in three eating,
and they're gonna eat people that are like the same size. Like I feel like that kind of predator would eat like fish or something.
No, they did.
Literally fish
instead of just like eating people left and right.
I say there was probably easier prey, but literally there was like 20,000 people right in one condensed little spot. It was probably like a fucking buffet.
But like they could barely lift a person. Mm-hmm. Remember that one chick got picked up, and like three of them just kept like dropping her.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that was an amazingly elaborate death thing.
That was pretty ridiculous.
They were shitting on this character the entire film.
Yeah.
And so they first have her picked up by a Tyrannodon or a pterodactyl or whatever. I can't tell the fucking difference. Drops her. Another one catches her in midair by the legs. Flying her towards the water.
Drops her in the water.
And they dive into the water. They grab her. It's like a scene from Jaws where
essentially
the girl's
drowning
screaming.
Her.
They're drowning her. And then the fucking Mosasaur comes out of nowhere and eats them both. Yeah.
Comes out of nowhere?
Yeah.
The lagoon. I mean, whatever.
No, I know.
You saw it coming.
I mean,
as soon as she hit the water.
That was pretty cool. Like some of the tech they introduced for like how they you know how the attractions work was kind of cool. Like I liked when they were doing the presentation with the Mosasaur, and then like you see them, they feed it, and then they're like all of a sudden all the stands start going down to the ground.
They feed it a great white shark, because this movie is executive produced by Steven Spielberg. Yeah.
And they shut that.
I really appreciated that little inside joke. Cause that for fans.
But at night, I'm sorry. But at night you didn't see a comet go across shooting across the sky. So
I feel like.
But the one thing I want to, the reason why I thought about this film being 20 minutes longer is that there's so much that's not explained or even logically alluded to. No. At least for the people that grew up with Jurassic Park, that enjoy these films, this film is set 20 years later on Isla Nublar. Okay? You could go into a ton of things that they just don't talk about. Like, why is there a huge restricted area in the northern part of the island? Okay? Mm-hmm.
It's probably where they breed the carnivores. I mean, like, it's...
Yeah, what I'm saying. Like we could talk for 5 hours mincing over every little detail. I think we've covered
what happened to Isla Sorna?
We don't care.
Who cares?
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Really?
I care?
Why?
Though? Well, you'll find out.
Because I want to know.
You'll find out in Jurassic Universe.
All right.
I hope. Yeah.
Dinosaurs and spaceships?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, Nick?
Why?
They would have, they would have just dug the hole a little bit deeper. Like, I walked out of the movie just kind of like, it was fun to watch, but it certainly isn't much of an improvement over the past few sequels for a lot of reasons. I think, obviously, Jurassic Park still stands as the only, only film with any true merit in the franchise at this point.
It is the best film in the franchise, yes.
Yes.
By far.
It will remain that way, yeah.
By far.
No comparison.
Yeah. is that how we're going to end this? Go watch Jurassic Park.
Yeah. No. even Nick was like, you said like, oh, I just love the idea of like seeing what the park would have been like if it had opened. Nick, just go to fucking Universal Studios.
I have
that Jurassic Park world.
I did.
That.
Very recent.
There you go. Jurassic Park. It's called.
And honestly,
it's not called Jurassic Park.
They were building, like when we were at Universal, they were building
the Velociraptor.
Well, they were building a giant attraction that looked like it was like from where we were standing, it was like I could see a bunch of like foliage, and then there's this giant rock wall where they were building some kind of, I guess, roller coaster or something.
I think
I'm pretty sure they're building.
They just opened a new attraction, right after you guys got back. It's called Velociraptor Encounter. And all it is a
No.
It's a paddock.
Damn it.
With an electric fence around it, and there's an open section of the electric fence, and like every hour or so they've got a trainer who's kind of like fucking Grady.
Are you making this up?
I'm not. Look up videos. I watch this. They have one of those suits that's like a puppet suit that a person wears a velociraptor. It comes out, it's in the paddock, and they talk about it for a little bit, and then you can take a picture with it. That's what they were building.
The thing I was building was huge.
Okay, was it
like it was like roller coaster
do
size.
Do you remember where the Discovery Center was?
Yes.
Yeah. Was it conversation like over the to the right of that?
Yeah.
Where let's not it? Have this conversation right. on the podcast.
Sorry.
I'm telling you.
So I guess should we?
I'll tell you this. I've already made the decision. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go and finally read the original book.
It's you not never a bad read idea. It?
I've never. I started reading it. I was too young when I started reading it, it was kind of over my head.
It's very different.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
Like most movie interpretations of
they kill characters, they have subplots, they have that ending that I mentioned
do
with
you
the Raptors
in
the house. No.
I'm sorry. Never mind. I'm sorry. We're not having that conversation.
Nope.
Anyways.
I'm not like Brad. I'm just I can appreciate both, can't I?
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to. That's why I'm reading the book.
That is a different conversation.
Yep.
Anyways,
so should we say we recommend it or not? Or
recommend
it. I'm pretty sure this entire conversation.
I mean, I'm not going to tell people to not go watch it if you're a Jurassic Park fan.
What I'm saying is, if you're like at a friend's house.
Well, first of all, we've also said don't listen to this unless you've seen the movie.
Yeah.
So if you've gotten this far.
Oh no, it's spoilers!
Oh no, it has raptor DNA!
We fucked it up.
So if you're at a friend's house and they start watching this movie, obviously you don't have to like close your eyes. Go ahead, watch it. It's great if you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
If you're going opening weekend, fighting the crowds,
by the way, you owe me money.
Yeah.
Is that a bad time to say that?
Next time we do one of these, I'm going to do it under the stipulation that if the movie sucks, I'm not paying. But, yeah, I don't know. It's I don't know. It's better than 3. If you loved 3, you're gonna, like, this is gonna knock your socks off.
By the way,
that's,
I watched...
No, you take that back. That's rude.
Wait, what?
The fuck are you talking
that's
about?
That's true.
Yeah, this movie was better than 3.
Dude, I watched
a little better. It's better than 3.
I watched 3.
But to compare it to 3 is just rude.
I watched 3 2 days ago. You know what? 3 had some cool moments, but God, I forgot how fucking terrible the writing was.
I told you.
No. I'm talking about, like,
the raptor and the plane.
Yes. What the fuck was that? So there is that is the worst part of that entire.
See, the whole time you're sitting here telling me, like, oh yeah, I actually kind of like 3 better than 2. I'm like, it has been a while since you've
seen. First of all, I hadn't seen any of these movies. Yeah. in about seven to eight years.
I know, Nick, and I'm glad that you admit it. Let's just finally kill this thing, like the Jurassic Park franchise is now dead.
Yep.
No, it's not.
Dude, it's totally is. It's so totally.
There's gonna be 5 sequels.
It's so fucking dead.
There's gonna be Cyberpunk Dinosaur Wars coming.
I'm.
Fuck you.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Dinosaurs with laser beam attached to their heads.